Americans will be electing a new president in 2 years. Many people expect former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to seek the presidential nomination of the Democratic Party. Last week, a leading advisor to the Republican Party angered Ms. Clinton's supporters when he raised questions about her health. Some political observers say the incident might demonstrate what is to come in the 2016 presidential campaign. The New York Post published a story based on the comments of Republican Party advisor Karl Rove. He formerly served as a political advisor to George W. Bush during his presidency. During a recent speech, Mr. Rove raised questions about the health of Hillary Clinton. The newspaper used the words brain damage at the top of its report. Ms. Clinton was treated for a blood clot in 2012 after suffering a concussion, a minor brain injury, in a fall at her home. Hillary Clinton has not publicly commented about what Mr. Rove said in the speech last Friday. Former President Bill Clinton laughingly dismissed Karl Rove's comments. He said his wife is in good health.
Now they say she's really got brain damage.
You think they're just trying
to? If she does, then I must be in really tough shape because she's still quicker than I am.
Karl Rove sought to clarify his comments in an appearance on Fox News Television.
She had a serious health episode. This will be an issue in the 2016 race, whether she likes it or not.
Ms. Clinton says she will decide on the possibility of a presidential election campaign by the end of this year. Celinda Lake works for the Democratic Party. She studies the likes and dislikes of voters. She says Ms. Clinton can expect more political attacks if she decides to seek the nomination.
Just as people were unbounded in their commentary about Obama, they will be unbounded in their commentary on her. And that is, she's tough enough, she can take it. She's taken it for years.
A special congressional committee is expected to raise questions about Hillary Clinton's record as Secretary of State. Republican members set up the committee to investigate the attack 2 years ago on the American diplomatic offices in Benghazi, Libya. The attack resulted in the deaths of 4 Americans. The former Secretary of State defended her actions and decisions during a Senate hearing in 2013.
Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
Carlin Bowman is an expert on public opinion. She says Republicans often attacked Hillary Clinton during the 8 years her husband served as president.
There's a base of opposition to Hillary Clinton. It's part of the Republican conservative base, and that's not inconsequential, but I think she looks like a pretty strong candidate at this point.
Ms. Clinton has written a book about her years as Secretary of State. That book, called Hard Choices, will be released next month. I'm Katie Weaver.